WCDOLive.com.
We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good evening and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. We're live at Unitigo. It's Thursday night football, the game that was, the game that wasn't, and now it's back on again. We're going to explain all that here on the Butler Auto pregame show. But first, I want to welcome in my guest color commentator tonight. We have Sky Thompson. He's been a coach at multiple levels here. He's helped with Walton football, Franklin boys basketball, varsity head coach. So, Sky, it's good to have you in the booth here tonight.
It's great to be here. It's a great night for some high school football. Couldn't really ask for any better weather at this time of the year. It's just a great night and happy, as you said, we could get a game on tonight because, as you said, game that was, then wasn't, now is again. So it's great.
Yeah, we'll explain that here in just a minute, but of course want to welcome you in to the Butler Auto Kickoff Show. Butler has the largest selection of vehicles on two lots right in Sydney, and at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Mike Butler and the staff wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. So let's give you a little recap here of what's going on with tonight's game. I was here earlier in the week. We hadn't done a game at Unitigo since 2019. When we were doing football last spring, we caught Unitigo on the road. So I said, hey, I'm going to come over. Thursday night they're playing Green. I want to test out my equipment. Boom, game is on. Tuesday, great. Get a call yesterday, Wednesday, that the game is off. Green can't come and play, which, you know, in today's world, that's how things are going right now. So, okay, no game. Then this morning I get a call from Unitigo, the athletic department, and they said, I think we're going to play Moravia tonight. Moravia called at about 8:30 this morning and said, we heard you don't have a game. Is that true? Unitigo said, yes, but we need to play tonight. It needs to be here. They said, okay, we're there. So, I mean, Sky, for you as a coach, you know, you've done football, you've done basketball, you've been a player. These two teams have had no time to prepare for each other. Do you just say, hey, whatever, we're happy to be playing, and you just go in and focus on your own game? What do you do in this situation?
I can never say I've been told at 8:30 in the morning that we're going to play a team later that same night, but you just got to go into it, you know, knowing what you do. You know, you can't really worry about what they're going to do on their side of the football. You got to take care of what you're going to do because that's what you can control. You can try and game plan as much as you can, whether it's like looking at stuff maybe on the bus ride in or, you know, whatever, but you got to know we got to execute our game plan because they're in the same boat as us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they haven't been able to game plan for us, you know, obviously in the same way. So they're going to try and game plan the best they can. We're going to try and game plan the best we can. But at the end of the day, we just got to execute what we're going to do better than they will.
We'll talk about all that and more when we come back here on the Butler Auto pregame show. We're going to pause as we're still here in the pregame. Both teams warming up. Was supposed to start at 7 o'clock. Going to be a little bit of a late kickoff here under the lights at Unitigo. A nice crowd for Thursday night football. So we'll take a break. It's the Butler Auto pregame show. Unitigo and Moravia, 8-man football tonight on CDO. We'll be right back.
I can't believe it. I just got approved for a car loan.
We hear that all the time at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler. The reason we hear that so much is because we have credit options for all credit types, regardless of your credit history. You can fill out your credit application online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. Just click the Apply for Credit tab. It's that easy. Butler Auto Sales also has the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from on two lots in Sydney. Around 150 cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. Most makes and models are available too.
Finally, I'm approved for a car loan. Now I can get the car I really want.
So if you don't think you can get financed, think again and visit Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney across from the Price Chopper Plaza, or apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
And remember, at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, our goal is to never lose a customer over price.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everyone. It is Nate Lull, Sky Thompson tonight here on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. You can listen there courtesy of SFCU. We also record these games. They're in our game audio archive, so you can go back and listen anytime. We were just talking with some of the Moravia faithful here up in the press box. Over a two-hour drive, I mean, just like we said, this morning at 8:30, they didn't know they were going to have a game. So kudos to them for saying, hey, you know what, we'll take the ride. Let's do it. And that's how it's crazy to think about how big Section 4 is sometimes. We were just talking during the break. I mean, you could go two and a half hours, you're still in the section. It's kind of wild.
you don't realize just how big Section 4 is. And with that, you don't realize sometimes how good the section is across all sports, you know, but especially football. You look at the last few years, Section 4 football, and that's all classes too, you know, how good teams are. Like, you and I were talking before we came on the air tonight about teams like Tioga, Chenango Forks. You know, we got some very, very good teams across all classes in this sport. And tonight, I think we got two good teams playing for eight-man tonight, too.
Yeah, I'm really excited to see Unitigo. Because of COVID and various other things, they've only had two games so far. You know, most teams have played four, maybe even five games at this point. So they've just been having games canceled, all sorts of different circumstances. So I think for Unitigo, they were just like, hey, let's get a game in no matter what. It's got to be here tonight. And I know that they're playing, I think, two games next week. It's just, you kind of throw the old stuff out the window, and you can get a game right now, you just get it in. So we're going to take a break for the national anthem and get some of the starting lineups. When we come back, we'll have eight-man kickoff here tonight between the Moravia Blue Devils and the Unitigo Spartans. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we're focused on what matters, and it's earned us a spot as one of Forbes' world's best banks. We ranked high in overall satisfaction, along with customer service, reliability, and digital banking tools. So whether you need personal or business solutions, financial advice, or the latest mobile banking technology, you can be sure with NBT, you don't just have a great team, you have one of the best. Visit nbtbank.com to learn more. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen & Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen & Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen & Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, ACCO Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. ACCO Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of the Tri-County industrial family and continues their tradition of supporting the efforts of young people in our area. ACCO Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars, cheers on student athletes in every sport.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Unitigo football tonight is eight-man action against Moravia, and it's our Butler Auto kickoff show. Of course, Butler has the area's biggest selection of vehicles on two lots in Sydney, and at Butler Auto Sales, it's their goal to never lose a customer over price. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Unitigo is in the green uniforms tonight. It's kind of that dark Michigan State green with the white trim and the green helmet with the Spartan logo on the side. Moravia in the road white uniforms has that navy blue and kind of the Carolina blue trim as well. They got a pretty sharp-looking light gray helmet with the Blue Devil on the side. So it will be the Moravia Blue Devils kicking off to Unitigo, and important here for the Spartans if they're going to get this ball here, Sky, to get a good start here tonight.
The opening kickoff sometimes really will dictate, you know, how the game's going to go. You can have momentum. You remember Super Bowl a few years ago? Well, many years ago, Devin Hester returned the opening kickoff.
Yeah.
Stuff like that can really make a difference to start the game.
Here's a kickoff, and Moravia tries to squib it.
I think he touched it.
Yeah, he touched it. That's a live ball. Let's see who falls on it here. And they are going to give it to Unitigo. It didn't go 10, but I thought they got a touch there. What'd you think?
If that ball doesn't go 10 yards, you should not touch it, you know. Let it sit. But it looked like Unitigo did touch the ball. It looks like the referees are actually discussing it right now.
Yeah. because they did originally give the signal to
Moravia's clapping. I think they got the ball.
Yeah. The ball. Boy,
yep,
that,
they switched it.
That ball barely went 5 yards, I swear.
Yep. Yep, in that situation, you got to let it just sit there like that. But Unitigo came up, the guy got a hand on it, and it wasn't even a great hand. It, like, just kicked off just enough. But, you know, any touch, it's a live ball. So Moravia, this is what we just talked about. The momentum kind of switches. You're thinking you're going to come out on defense. Unitigo's going to start with the ball. Now it switches. Now Moravia's got the ball.
Yeah, very nice opening kind of wrinkle to throw in there. You're taking a chance. Moravia gets that ball, and so it's the Unitigo defense that's going to have to come out now. That hurts in the second half, too, when you don't get that ball. So here's the Blue Devils going right to left. Landis is the QB. He will hand it off, and they'll try to run one up the middle here with Kyler Proper, but the Unitigo defense is there to close it down. So we'll see what the Blue Devils bring out here on offense. And you know, we've been doing eight-man games. I think this is probably our fourth year of doing eight-man since it was Oxford and UV, and now more teams are getting into it. But you just never know what kind of wrinkles you're going to see in this game.
It's not... It's still, of course, football, but it's not the traditional 11-man that you're used to seeing. You're going to see a lot of different things, a lot of different formations, place types, just because you can't do the regular 11-man type stuff.
Here's a second down and about nine to go, two wide receivers to each side. It'll be a little run from left to right. They tried to go back to Proper, and he was ripped down by that Unitigo defense. That looked like Sargent getting in there for the Spartans. Nice play to break through, and that receiver came from the left side. They looked like they tried to sweep him to the right, and Spartans really sniffed it out there.
First two plays, I've seen the Unitigo Spartans defensive line get some really good pressure driving the offensive line back.
So we're scoreless in the early going after Moravia squib kicks that opening kickoff. Unitigo touched it, and then Moravia fell on it, so they get the ball. 10:40 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Third down at about 10 to go. Little QB keeper here for the Blue Devils. Going to be close to a first down. I think they got it into Unitigo territory across the 40 to the 39, as that was Luke Landis with the QB keeper. Well done there. You think that was designed or it just broke down around him?
It looked like it could have been designed, but at the same time, you see a lane. You know, he might have just saw a lane right there, you know, because in eight-man, you got guys spread out. You know, they've been going four wide. So he might have saw a lane, you know, as soon as he got the snap and took off right up the middle.
You've done a lot of QB coaching. You worked with the great Dylan Jacob from Walton. We'll talk about that tonight. So I'm interested to see your take on some of these QBs. Here's another run from Moravia, and breaking through the line there for Unitigo was Ryan Marshall to bring down the running back there, and nothing doing for Aiden Kelly.
That Unitigo defensive line is once again getting very good pressure on those run plays up the middle.
So 9:50 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless. Again, Moravia kicked off, and it was touched by Unitigo, so the Blue Devils got it. They're into Unitigo territory, again going right to left. They're in the white uniforms with the blue trim. Unitigo's in the green tonight with the white trim. Eight-man football here tonight on CDO. We will have an 11-man game tomorrow, BG and Sydney. And here's another QB keeper for Landis. He's into the second level, and he gets by a couple of tacklers across the 25, down to about the 22. Some shifty running there by Landis.
We've seen two quarterback runs, and both of them have picked up some decent yardage on them. I think that might be something they want to look to do a little bit more.
Yeah, that hole just opened, and Landis looks like he's got some good moves, especially once he kind of gets through that first hole.
Mm-hmm. That Unitigo defensive line's been getting good pressure, so once he's broken past that first line of defense, he's been able to get some nice yardage, and you're right, he does have some nice moves.
9 minutes to go, first quarter. We're scoreless, but Moravia is driving on the first offensive set of the night for the Blue Devils. A pitch to the near side. Unitigo trying to snuff it out, and they do. The good tackle there by Jarrett Thayer for the Spartans, and it's a loss of yardage on the play as Kyle Proper had nowhere to go for Moravia. So 8:35 to go, first quarter. Still scoreless between the Spartans and the Blue Devils here in this spur-of-the-moment game, I guess you could say, is... As of this morning, when everybody jumped out of bed, this game was not on the schedule. So pretty impressive that both schools were able to put it together so quickly. So this will be a second down and about 11 to go. Moravia is in Unitigo territory, down to about the 25-yard line. Going to roll out to the right side. Moravia looking to pass. Pass is complete, and this is going to be 6 points for the Moravia Blue Devils as Travis Johnson catches a 25-yard touchdown pass. Hear from Landis, and the Blue Devils are on the board.
That was a great play call. to fake the run like they did and have him spin back out to the right on that pass play was a great play call, especially having the guy drag from the backside across the field. That was a very nice play call by Moravia.
Yeah, and a great pass, too, right where only his guy could catch it, and then he snuck behind the defense and got in and scored. And so Moravia making the most here out of getting this ball first. They're going to go for two. Landis wants to throw. It is complete. Two-point conversion is good. So the Blue Devils are on the board. They lead Unitego by a score of 8-0. They made that look pretty easy. 8:07 to go in the first. We'll be right back here on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Morabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Morabito team today by visiting morabito.com/careers. Morabito, where people make energy different.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
8:07 to go in the first quarter. Nate Lull and Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. And also a shout-out to all our listeners in Norwich on our new frequency over there, 92.3. As tonight we're in Unitego, eight-man football action, little Thursday night football. Moravia leads Unitego 8-0 after that opening drive score, a 25-yard touchdown pass from Luke Landis to Travis Johnson. And now let's see what they do on this kickoff here.
Do they try it again?
Right. You know, you never know. I've learned with kickoffs since I've been calling games here that you never know what the heck you're going to see. So let's see what Moravia does this time. If they go deep or are they going to try another short one, this time it will be a squib and Unitego's going to fall on it. It did not go 10 yards again, but this time sucked it right up in the breadbasket there and it wasn't going anywhere. And that was Jacob Sargent falling on that one. So Unitego's going to have good field position here at the 50.
That's one of the downfalls when you kick short like that. There can be some reward to it, you know, if you pick it up. But at the same time, now they only got 50 yards left to go before they get into the end zone. So it's one of the downfalls of kicking it short like that. You put some pressure on your defense to make a stop.
Very excited to see Logan Utter here tonight. Number three, the Spartans quarterback. He was there in the spring, and Coach McCroney has been working a lot with him, so I'm excited to see. And here's another guy that's exciting to see back on the field, Shea Barber with a sweep across the 30 to the 25 and pushed out of bounds. Barber did not play in the spring, and, you know, he was their QB a couple of years ago, was really good, had kind of gotten away from the game, but he's back now and picks up 25 yards right there.
A very nice play. He came right in motion from left to right, gets right on the outside, cuts right upfield. He made a nice run on that one. Got out of bounds. Very nice first play for them.
8 minutes to go, first quarter. Moravia leads Unitego by a score of 8-0. And again, here is Logan Utter at QB. He's got a nice arm, very composed young man. He's got two wide receivers split out to the left, including Barber. One to the right, wants to throw to Barber into the flat on the 30. Makes a move across the 20 to the 15. There's Barber looking for the pylon, and he is in for a Unitego touchdown. Yes, two plays, both to Barber, and Unitego's right back on the board.
I don't think he could have asked for an easier opening drive.
Wow, and that's the eight-man game for you right there, right? Wow.
You saw two plays where they got probably, if not their best athlete, one of their best athletes into open space, let him do what he wanted to do, what he needed to do, and they scored.
That was a nice drive there for Unitego, and it looks like they're going to go for two. This has that feel to it where if one team can convert more two-point conversions, that's going to be a huge piece of the game. So where is Barber? He's split to the inside on the right wing side as Utter is in the shotgun. Rolls out to the right side. Utter throws, and this one is through the hands of Barber. He really had to reach for it there, and it's incomplete. So our score now with 7:49 to go in the first is Moravia 8 and Unitego 6 after Shea Barber scores on that pass there from Logan Utter. We'll take a break. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Back to the action with Nate Lull on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull, Sky Thompson with you tonight. on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. 7:49 to go, first quarter here at Unitico High School. It's Moravia 8 and Unitico 6, and it looks like we might have a shootout on our hands unless somebody is able to find a way to clamp down here on defense. What do you think, Scott?
Based off the first two drives you saw, we might be in for a shootout.
There's just so much space in the eight-man game, and you get a couple of athletes out there. You never know. They use that space very well. Ball was loose there on that kickoff. Moravia did fall on it at their own 40. Maybe that ball a little slick tonight? What do you think out there?
Well, we've seen three kickoffs, and none of them have really gone too smoothly so far. But you're right, though. With the eight-man game, you know, you're down three less guys on both sides of the ball. It opens up things in a way that people probably aren't used to seeing with the regular 11-man game. And you're thinking, it's only three less guys. It really does open the game up a lot more and create so many more opportunities to get guys in that open space.
Well, you think about some of the great running backs that we've had in recent years in the 11-man game. Imagine giving them all that more space. There's just so much to work with. Turns into a track meet at times. Here's a little flip from Moravia. They're going to pick up 10 yards, maybe 11 across midfield. We do have a flag on the play, and we'll see what happens here as Moravia would have picked up a first down. As another nice run there, I believe that was by Kyler Proper. Still waiting for the signal here with 7.5 to go, first quarter. And it's going to be Moravia 8, Unitico 6, and I believe that's a face mask right there, Sky, on Unitico.
That is.
And so that does not help the Spartans' cause as Moravia is going to march it forward across the 35 to about the 34-yard line here. And Moravia is on the drive once again.
And penalties like that, they pick up an extra 15 yards. So, you know, defensively, now you're really on your heels because, you know, they were kind of driving, but now they picked up 15 more yards.
Another handoff here to Proper, up the middle, nowhere to go. Unitico has done a nice job on that interior, as on the tackle there was Jacob Sargent as well as Jared Thayer for the Spartans. Yeah, they've done a good job sealing that off. It's when Moravia's gotten to the edge that they've really caused some damage.
Yeah, and, you know, I don't think, you know, it's going to take too much to figure out. I think, as we saw with Unitico as well, getting out into the edge, I think the edge might be where the teams may have the advantage. We did see a nice pass play from Moravia where they scored the touchdown on as well. We've only seen two pass plays, but both of them have gone for touchdowns.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it does look like both quarterbacks have the ability to throw, which you're not always sure about. So far, Moravia on this drive just looking to hand off Unitico in the backfield. They can't get him. Another stiff arm here for the Blue Devils.
Oh, wow.
Getting through two tackles and in to the end zone for a touchdown. Aiden Kelly is in, and the Blue Devils score again.
That was a great run. He got stopped in the backfield again, and he broke a few tackles. I mean, it wasn't just one. He broke multiple tackles to get all the way down the end zone.
So about a 30-yard TD run there for Aiden Kelly. The stiff arm was fierce, and Moravia now puts another six on the board with 6.5 to go here in the first quarter. Looks like they're going to go for two, making our score right now 14-6. This is kind of what I was half joking before, but if you can keep putting those two-point conversions on, it does stack up after a while.
And what's interesting is if they don't get this, it's still a one-possession game. If they do, it becomes two. But if you kick it, it would also become a two-possession game.
So here is Moravia throwing right to that front line again, and they will get it. That seems to be their play. They like to throw it right to the end line.
Both two-point conversions, all they've done is they've run a guy right to that line, and he's turned around and thrown it right to him.
So the two-point conversion is good. Moravia leads 16-6 with 6.5 to go in the first quarter. For Sky Thompson, I'm Nate Lowell. We'll be right back on WCDO.
The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's are proud supporters of high school sports on WCDL, and McDonald's is hiring for all shifts. The Sydney and Norwich McDonald's offer flexible hours and will work around school schedules. Starting pay is $15 an hour, no experience necessary. Apply online at mcstate.com and select the Sydney or Norwich McDonald's, or stop in and ask for an application from one of our managers. McDonald's of Sydney and Norwich is an equal opportunity employer.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
6.5 to go, first quarter. We're off to a blazing fast start here between the Blue Devils and the Spartans here at Unitico High School. 6:28 to go in the first, and it's Moravia 16 at Unitico 6. And the Spartans, who scored on their first possession, will get it back as Shea Barber is deep to our left to have a chance to return this one.
I don't know if they're going to give him that chance.
That's true. Yeah, that's a good point. We've seen a lot of squib kicks so far here tonight. And let's see what Moravia decides to do on the kickoff this time. As this is Landis doing the kicking duties. And this time he is going to go deep. It's a line drive, and Barber is able to get his fingertips on it. Fields it all the way back at about the 10. Now looks to take off.
Oh, he fumbled.
Fumbled the ball, and Moravia is going to fall on it at about the 25. And the ball just slipped out of his hands there. And so the Blue Devils are going to have a gift of field position here with 6:15 to go in this first quarter.
Looks like they got the ball in their own 25. That's
wow.
This is two big momentum changers for Moravia so far. We're only even about halfway through the first quarter. They got the opening kickoff, and now this as well. This could be a big momentum change if they go right down and score another touchdown.
The Unitigo defense has got to find a way to get a stop here. You know, that was a line drive. It was over Barber's head. He somehow was able to tip it, tracked it all the way back to about the 12, and then tried to take off and got stripped. And now Moravia has the ball. They look to throw over the middle. Pass is incomplete with 6:10 to go here in the first quarter. Second down coming up as, again, Moravia, after that fumble, has it on the 25-yard line here in Unitigo territory. So Unitigo comes into this game 2-0. And so they're looking to protect their undefeated record so far. They've supposed to have more games than that, but it has been a wacky season, especially for football. You know, you're only playing once a week, so if one of your games gets canceled or postponed for various reasons here in the world we live in today, it's tough to make those games up. So it's really good they're getting this game in tonight. 6:10 to go first quarter, Moravia 16, Unitigo 6, live from the U tonight. Landis, a QB keeper, wants to take off.
Oh, wow.
Spins through three tackles there and is finally still rumbling his way forward.
Wow.
Inside the 10 to the 5. What a run there by Landis.
He's run the ball, I think, now three times, and every time he's picked up a first down, but he's also broken multiple tackles. As a quarterback, to be able to do that, that is a great weapon to have in your offense.
He just, you know, he's not overly big, but he's small and compact and just finds a way to get it done.
And his moves are, like, subtle enough to where, as a defender, it's like it's just enough to where you can't get a good grab on him.
Mm-hmm. So here is Moravia already with a 16-6 lead over Unitigo with 6 minutes to go here in the first quarter. They are inside the 10, I would say at about the 6 or 7 yard line. Here's Landis in the shotgun. One wide receiver split out to the left. Two running backs in the backfield. They look to hand it off to the right. Unitigo sniffed it out. Breaking through the line was Nate Ackerley to bring him down. So 5:40 to go first quarter. This will be a second down and pretty much goal to go here. They're inside the 10. Good crowd here for Thursday Night Football. I think these Unitigo fans are hungry to see a game. So they said name the time and place, we'll be there. And so they're here to support the Spartans here tonight. Some exciting things going on in Unitigo right now as their girls varsity soccer team will be in the MAC championship game on Saturday. And their boys varsity soccer team is joined with Franklin. They're in the Tri-Valley championship on Saturday. Those games are up in Oneonta at the Wright National Soccer Campus. Second down and about 10 to go. Landis wants to throw to his left over the middle. Pass is bobbled and incomplete. Logan Utter was there to lay the lumber on the wide receiver there for the Blue Devils. He couldn't come up with it. That was Drew Nye.
That was a great play by Logan to get a hand in there and break up that pass just enough.
Third down coming, and dare I say here, Scott, this is a big third down. 5 minutes to go first quarter, and you trail 16-6 if you're Unitigo.
These are a big two plays because I don't know if they'll kick the field goal in this situation, but these are a big two plays because you're talking about it could go at least 22-6, but
mm-hmm.
if you can get a stop, you can keep yourself in the game for a little bit more, only at down 10.
Third down at about 10 to go. Landis rolls to his left. Now he's going to cut it back in the middle, and he gets through one tackler, but then he's brought down. Gain of about maybe two on the play. James Wright on the tackle there for Unitigo. So third or fourth down coming up here. I want to say thank you to all our listeners tuning in from Moravia. I know there are a few out there at WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by Sydney Federal Credit Union. So 4.5 to go here in the first quarter, 16-6. Another big play coming here. This is Moravia with the ball, fourth down, knocking on the doorstep, inside the 10 at about the 7-yard line. Fourth down. Let's see what they dial up here, Sky. Is one wide receiver split out to the left. And here is Landis in the shotgun. He'll look to a little sweep to the left side. Little trickery. Can they stop him to the pylon? Let's see. It's going to be very close. I don't think he got in. I think Logan might have got there in time.
They did. They got the stop.
They got the stop. Boy, right at the one inch. I was just waiting to see an official signal there. Logan Utter was able to bring down the runner who was reaching for that pylon. So basically some misdirection there. It looked like Moravia was going to go right. They ran a sweep back to the left. They didn't get in. What'd you see there, Sky?
So they were going with a little misdirection. They faked the handoff right up the middle, and they had their guy. They were lined up on the wing there, come around, and they did a reverse around, which actually kind of surprised me in a play call, because I would have thought they would have left the ball in their quarterback's hand with how well he's run the ball and as well as thrown it, too.
Mm-hmm.
But Unitigo's backed up on their own goal line, basically, right now.
Yeah, this is a tough situation here for Unitigo, as their QB, Logan Utter, is in his own end zone with 4:05 to go in the first quarter. It's Moravia 16, Unitigo 6. They get out of the end zone. Here's Barber, and he's got some real estate. Gets to the outside, trying to redeem himself. Little stiff arm, and Shea Barber is working his way all the way out to the 30-yard line, a 30-yard run for Barber. And this is a big drive here for the Spartans to try to get that momentum back here.
I don't think you could have asked for a better first play. Not only did you get yourself away from your own end zone, but picking up a nice gain of about almost 30 because they were on their own at goal line, basically, really opens things up.
It does. And you wonder, too, now if Barber is going to be extra motivated here. He had that fumble. You know, he scores their first touchdown, so certainly he got off to a good start. But then that fumble, I'm sure Unitigo and Shea Barber are going to try to get back into this game.
And as a former player, I can tell you that Shea getting that first carry right after the fumble, very happy to get that to redeem himself.
Little handoff here to Jarrett Thayer. He's going to bounce to the outside, left side, tries to throw a major stiff arm there. Gets tripped up maybe a gain of one or two on the play. 3:25 to go in the first, Moravia 16, Unitigo 6. And you can tell, I think Unitigo is playing with a little bit of an edge right now. They're looking to get back in this game. They're a little fired up. And that was a huge stop on fourth down right on the goal line there.
Things like that can get you a little bit back into it. You know, if you give up another touchdown, you know, you're like, fumbled the first kickoff of the game. Then we had another one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things are not going our way. Now we're down 22, maybe even 24-6. It's not even in the first quarter. But you get that big stop. We get the ball back. Shea picks up a great run on first down. Okay, now we're going.
Little misdirection and a handoff here. Unitigo's got some running room out to the 40. Looks like Jacob Sargent on the run there. Yes, it was for the Spartans. So here's our score. Moravia 16, Unitigo 6. With just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, I'm Nate Lull, joined tonight by Sky Thompson. Of course, he's the Franklin Boys varsity basketball coach and has spent a lot of time coaching at Walton with their football program. And, of course, I got to say, a great player in his day at OHS. A lot of speed out there for Sky.
I mean, not anymore.
Football was a great love for you.
Absolutely. And you know what? It still is, and there's not much better, honestly, than, Thursday. I never played a Thursday night game,
right.
But a game under the lights at a high school football stadium, mm-hmm. There's not much better than that.
On a first and 10, Logan Utter, QB keeper, right up the middle. I think they're going to give him 9 yards there. So, yeah, second and one with 2:22 to go here in the first quarter. 16-6 is our score. As Moravia, again, had that opening kickoff. It touched a Unitigo player. Moravia gets it back. They go down and score. Unitigo answers right back, and then they fumble another kickoff, and Moravia scores again, but then that stop on fourth down right at the goal line was huge. And Unitigo trying to work their way back into this game now. 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. They'll throw to the outside here for Barber again, and he's swallowed up there by that Moravia defense. Coming up to make the tackle was Travis Johnson. Well done there for the Blue Devils.
That is such a hard play to make. An open field tackle like that where it's just you and the guy with the ball is so tough, but he made a great play on Shea. Because as we've seen a couple times, Shea's obviously very hard to take down in the open field, so that was a great play.
Third down and about two or three to go. Unitigo in the green with the white trim, going left to right, right at midfield. Minute and a half to go, first quarter, Moravia 16 and Unitigo 6. And here is Logan Utter in the shotgun here at the QB position. He's going to hand off to Shea Barber. He's got the first down and more, stiff arm, 45-40. He's into Moravia territory, down to the 30. Barber carrying a tackler down to about the 21 before he is brought down. A first down and much more there for Unitigo. What's allowing him to be, you know, so successful right now? He's got guys hanging all over him, but he's finding a way to get it done.
I think the big thing that I've seen so far with Shea is once he, and it's kind of like the quarterback for Moravia, once they get by that first level of defenders on the defensive line. In the eight-man game, it opens up so much more. But you're seeing also the strength of the player as well, being able to stiff arm and have the tacklers bounce off of him. So that first guy can't bring him down, which is getting him that couple extra yards. You just saw right there, it took more than one defender to bring him down after a long run like that.
Shea's getting a little breather on the bench, and Jarrett Thayer has come in, and they're going to hand it off to Thayer, and he rumbles up the middle. Actually, no, that was Jacob Sargent. Good for about 4 or 5 yards as we are down to 30 seconds to go, first quarter, 16-6. Moravia leading Utatigo, but the Spartans are on the drive here. They might be able to get one more playoff here before the end of the quarter. As Logan Utter goes over to get the play from Coach McCroney, I talked to him before the game and said, Coach, did you have any time to prepare today? He said, no, we did the best we could, but we're just going to try to stick to our game plan and see what happens. And so here is Utter with 10 seconds left on a second down and about 4 to go. QB keeper, can he get to the edge?
He's got a lane.
He's got a lane. As Sky said, he's going to reach for the pylon. He's in. A touchdown here for Unitigo as time expires in the first quarter. And Logan Utter is in for 6. Well done by the Spartans.
There's a flag down on the play. I believe it's for a horse collar tackle as he was going into the end zone.
Yeah, he got ripped down pretty good there as he was going for the pylon. And so Unitigo is right back in this ballgame. Boy, what a swing, as we talked about. They don't stop them on fourth down and goal to go there. This could be a completely different game right now.
And to drive 99 yards down the field the way that they did, you get the stop, you drive down, you score, and you get this two-point conversion. It's going to be a two-point game. It's going to be 14-6. That's huge at the end of the first quarter because it could have been 22 or 24-6.
Right, right. Yeah, it looked like Moravia had all the momentum there. So 16-6 is our score, but Logan did get in. So they'll put 6 up on the board here in just a moment. And now Unitigo going for 2. Yeah, so it's 16-12. And the Spartans missed on their first two-point conversion. Let's see what they do here. They do have Shea Barber split out to the right side. Jarrett Thayer is off the right hip here of Logan Utter. They want to throw over the middle. This one is into the hands. Yes, complete to Michael Wheeler. Two-point conversion is good. And so the score at the end of the first quarter is Unitigo 16. Moravia 16, Unitigo 14. A lot of scoring here in eight-man action to open it up here tonight at the U. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Your friends at Morabito Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Morabito Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Morabito Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-0279 and let Morabito Gresham work for you.
Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla, the little store with so much more. Chris Brown and his staff are friendly and helpful and always willing to answer any questions about your family's health. Brown's Pharmacy also features health and beauty products, vitamins, and Ananda Professional CBD products, as well as Russell Stover candy and a fine selection of greeting cards. All cards are at half price, too. So stop by the little store with so much more. Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in downtown Unadilla.
Back to the action with Nate Law on WCDO.
Start of the second quarter here at Unitigo. It's Nate Law and Skylar Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Of course, as I said, Sky, Franklin Boys varsity basketball coach. He's helped out with Walton football for a couple of years and had a nice playing career at Oneonta. And glad to have you along here tonight, Sky. It's good to have you because Cutter couldn't make it here tonight, but he'll be back with us tomorrow when we do Sydney and Bainbridge in BG for homecoming tomorrow night, Bobcats and the Warriors. So I'm glad you could be here.
It's great to be here, and you bring up Tim. I work with Tim. Tim is a great guy. Too bad he couldn't be here tonight, but I don't feel too bad because then I can fill in and be here myself.
Yeah.
But Tim is a great guy. I really like Tim a lot. I listen to him on the radio with you and stuff. He does a great job. You guys do a great job together. So.
Well, thank you. Yeah, we always have a good time every fall just traveling around and calling all these games and trying to pick who might make a run each year. We've had a lot of fun over the years. So here we go. Start of the second quarter, 16-14, our score, as Unitigo scores at the end of the first quarter. So they'll be kicking off here to Moravia. Going to be a little squib kick here. Let's see if the Blue Devils can fall on it. Ball is loose right at the 20-yard line. They did fall on it, though, at the last minute, and Moravia will hold on.
And what's important to note about that kickoff, actually, was the horse collar was actually assessed. They took it for the kickoff. So Unitigo, their kickoff was 15 yards in front of where they normally would have kicked off from. So a squib kick like that, like we talked about earlier in the game, they're still going to have their defense not going to have to give it up from like the 50 or 40-yard line. They're still pushed back, it looks like, on their own 25-yard line. So that horse collar really can make a difference, you know.
Yeah, no, I agree. It was the best of all worlds there. As we were saying before, when you kick short, sometimes it's a risk. But, you know, there they were already kicking in Moravia territory, so why not?
And I think another thing, too, is at the end of the first quarter, I'm sure Coach McCroney has to be very happy and proud of where his guys are. Having two turnovers the way they did in the first quarter, still only down two, is big.
Here's Landis on a QB keeper to the outside, as now Moravia is going left to right here in the second quarter. Maybe a gain of about three to the outside before he was brought down there by Nate Ackerley of Unitigo. Yeah, like we said, we mentioned it several times in the first quarter. This game could have ballooned up. It could have been 24-6 right now. Instead, Unitigo only down by two, 16-14, here on their own home field. And as we said earlier as well, neither of these teams have had time to prepare for each other. This game literally got scheduled this morning at about 8:30. So you never know what we're going to see here tonight. It makes it kind of fun. So this will be a second down and about six or seven to go. Early second quarter here tonight at the U. And here is Landis. He's going to shovel one to the far side for Proper. Proper tries to get to the edge.
He breaks it.
He broke that first tackle, but then he was brought down. James Wright got his fingertips on him first, kind of slowed him down, and then Ryan Marshall came in to finish him off for Unitigo.
I have been very impressed by the Unitigo defensive front tonight. They've been really getting some good penetration back there, and that time you saw defensive lineman go from where he's normally lined up on a pitch play, going all the way out to slow down the running back, because if he got around him, there was definitely some room to go, but he slowed him down just enough so his teammates could get over there and help him out.
Interesting that we've seen here tonight, Unitigo has done a good job of bottling up the run, but when the QB keeper has happened, they've had trouble stopping Landis on that so far.
And right now, Landis is in the backfield.
Somebody jumped on the line there. We'll see who it is. This is where both sides always point at each other. And it is going to go, I believe, against Moravia here. We'll see. Haven't seen. No, going against Unitigo. Okay.
As I was going to say with that, another thing, too, that I've seen tonight for 8-man, just like with regular 11-man football, we've seen a lot of different formations. And tonight we saw one that I don't think I've seen from Moravia, where Landis was in the backfield by himself, which we have seen, but the receivers were actually in a little bit tighter, but still in the backfield by himself. So you think maybe that could be a quarterback keep or maybe a misdirection reverse like they did earlier in the game as well.
So we'll see here. They haven't moved this ball yet after that call against Unitigo with 10:24 to go in the second quarter. Still our score, 16-14. Oh, they must have moved it. Maybe I was asleep at the wheel here. So 16-14, our score, Moravia leading Unitigo. This will be a third down and about one to go here for the Blue Devils as they march left to right. Unitigo trying to get the jump again to get in there. Landis easily gets to the outside. He's brought down. No, he's able to break a tackle by Shea Barber before he is brought down by Michael Wheeler. But instead of getting one, he does get three, and they move the chains.
Most coaches don't like to see their quarterback lower their shoulder into a defender, but Landis has done that time and time again tonight. And that was actually the same formation that they came out before the offside on Unitigo, where Landis was in the backfield by himself, and it was a quarterback keep right off the tackle. And then, as I said, lowered his shoulder right into Shea Barber. And I don't know if the coach wants to see him take too many hits like that.
Yeah, that was a strong hit there. And then he got finished off by Wheeler as well. 9.5 to go, second quarter, 16-14 to score. Fresh set of downs for the Blue Devils, a pitch to the left side. Proper cuts back, makes a nice move, gets a first down and more across the 50, over the 45 to the 40, still on his feet, left wing side, 35-30, down to the 20. Proper finally gets tackled at the 15 by Shea Barber, and we got a flag. I think Shea maybe got a little too physical after the tackle there. A huge run for Moravia by Kyler Proper. Yeah, big long run. He must have broke three or four tackles on that there.
And cut back about three or four times, too. And it was interesting because it was just like the last time they ran that play, that little pitch play out to the left. Their defensive line for Unitigo, the first guy got through. But this time, instead of trying to beat him to the edge, he cut back into the middle, then cut back out, back in, then back out again.
Yeah, personal foul against Unitigo is going to tack on some more. So this is going to be a first and goal here for Moravia.
We've seen two penalties from the Unitico defense on this drive. One of them was the big one with the offsides, and now they're adding in a little bit more, getting them even closer to the end zone. And penalties like this will hurt you as the game goes on.
9:05 to go, second quarter. Moravia 16 and Unitico 14. Moravia knocking on the door here once again. Landis is in the shotgun. One wide receiver to the left. He's just going to keep it himself. Rumbles to the right side and says, stop me, as he runs in untouched. And that's a touchdown for Moravia. They'll put six more on the board with 8:50 to go in the second quarter. Landis on about a five-yard quarterback keeper. So a nice drive there, all set up by that long run from Proper. Puts another six on the board here for the Moravia Blue Devils, and they're going to go for two again. Unitico in spurts has been able to stop Moravia, but a couple of these long runs have really been tough for Unitico to stop.
And going back to that third down play where they jumped off sides, you talk about a third and six, third and seven-ish play. Picking up that extra 5 yards made it third and short and a lot easier for them to convert on that play.
Landis for two, overthrows his intended receiver, and the pass is incomplete. So that's going to have our score be Moravia 22, Unitico 14, 8:50 to go, second quarter. We'll take a break. We got an exciting game here tonight at the U. We'll be right back on WCDO.
When you hit a deer, have no fear. Call RC. Stuck in a ditch after sliding on ice? Take my advice. Call RC. Police at the scene? Request RC. They'll know who you mean. For nearly 40 years, Ralphie at RC Sales Service and Towing has been the area's go-to towing guy. Pulling cars out of holes, towing trucks after hitting poles, transporting vehicles after they roll. So if you need a tow, RC Sales Service and Towing is the way to go. Always reliable, always friendly, and always fair. So request the best. RC Sales Service and Towing, Route 7 in Sydney. Best equipment, most experience, and the nicest tow guy on the road. Call 563-9299. Keep that number handy, 563-9299.
High School Sports on WCDO.
Thursday night football tonight here on CDO. Welcome back. Our score 22-14, Moravia leading Unitico. Eight-man football action tonight here at the U with 8:50 to go in the second quarter. I'm Nate Lull, joined tonight by Skylar Thompson, as this is Moravia kicking off a line drive fielded by the Spartans at their own 30. This is Jared Thayer out to the 35, runs over a tackler to the 40, 45, 50. Thayer is still on his feet into Moravia territory before he's tackled out of bounds into the Spartans bench. Excuse me.
That was a tough field by him. That was a line drive right off the ground, bounced right up. I don't know how he held on to it. I mean, I used to do kick returns myself back in the day, which seems like ages ago at this point. I don't know how he held on to that one. That was a tough one to field. That was, and we've seen the ball on many occasions tonight skip off the ground, guys having a tough problem with it. So for him to hold on to that, that was a nice play.
Yeah, that was a line drive, kind of took a funny bounce, and he had a nice return on it as well. We'll have to keep an eye on that as this game progresses, because as you said, Sky, we've seen several players have trouble holding onto the ball here so far tonight. Maybe a little wet out there. Here's a pitch to Shea Barber on first down, breaks a tackle, spins, still on his feet, across the 45, driving those legs forward, refusing to go down, finally gets brought down at about the 43. That was a very tough run for about 5 yards.
He got hit at about the line of scrimmage, if not a yard or so in front of it. Picked up an extra 4 yards by keeping his feet moving, staying on his feet, and keep driving.
So this will be a second down and about five to go. Ball is into Moravia territory. Unitico going right to left. They're in the green uniforms with the white trim here tonight, trailing 22-14 with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Unitico coming in, only having two games so far this year, so they put a high priority on getting this game in tonight no matter what the situation was. Shea Barber with a run up the middle, across the 20 to the 10. Barber looking for the end zone, and that is a Unitico touchdown with 7:40 to go here in the second quarter, and another big run there from Shea Barber. And he was just able to slice through that defense there, pick up another six. Boy, he's putting a lot of miles on here tonight.
You can tell by the way he's walking right now, he might need a water break.
And so that makes our score 22-20. And believe it or not, with 7:40 to go in the second quarter, if Unitico gets this two-point conversion, they could tie this game up. It feels like they've been behind since the opening kickoff here tonight, but the Spartans with a chance to tie here as the play for the two-point conversion comes in from the side.
The one tough thing about having a lot of offense and a lot of long runs like that, it does catch up to you pretty fast.
And so here is Unitigo going for two. One wide receiver to the left and two to the right. Here's the snap. Snap was low. Utter was able to find it. Tries to go upstairs for Barber, and it sails over his head and out of bounds. So the two-point conversion is no good. 7:40 to go, second quarter. We'll take a break. 22-20 is the score. Moravia clings to a two-point lead over Unitigo. On the road here tonight at the U, we'll be right back on WCDO.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about basic maintenance of your heating system and home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
So another Shea Barber touchdown there, his second of the night. Gets Unitigo back into this game with 7:40 to go in the second quarter. It is Moravia 22, Unitigo 20. And so a good old-fashioned shootout here tonight between the Blue Devils and the Spartans. So Moravia again in the road, white uniforms with the navy blue, the Carolina blue trim, and the gray helmets. They'll be getting this ball back. Going left to right. Unitigo's in the green with the white trim and the green helmets. Little squib hits at the 40, fielded by the Blue Devils. They're going to run it back to the near side of the field. They got some daylight here. Unitigo trying to trip this runner up. Gets back to the 30. Stays on his feet. Out of bounds at about the 25.
Flag down.
We do have a flag on the play. Good return by Riley Jones. So we'll see where this flag comes from here. I believe it might be against Unitigo. We'll see with 7:25 to go in the second. And the penalties, oh, like you said, Sky, can really start racking up on you.
I think they might have got a block in the back. It looked like it was. And I believe it was on number 32. And I'm sure the coach on the sideline right now is probably like, holy famoly.
You got it in. 32 for Moravia. Drew Famoli. We said he's got to do something special here tonight. We didn't want him to have a penalty, but we said, holy famoly, he's got to get in there maybe. I hope his family's not rolling his eyes at us right now, but that is going to go against Moravia as they'll come back out to about the 35 here. 7:25 to go in the second quarter. Moravia leading by two, 22-20. Thursday night football. Again, they put this game together on the fly today. We were originally supposed to do Unitigo in green tonight, but instead it's Unitigo and Moravia. We'll have BG and Sydney tomorrow in Bainbridge. Moravia wants to throw on first down. Pass is almost completed. Sailed over the head of Shea Barber. He might have got a tip on it, then it goes incomplete.
And it looked like the wide receiver for Moravia might have slipped or something like that when he went to go make the catch, because he was not obviously standing upright, so he might have slipped or something like that.
So a second down and 10 to go here as Moravia is deep already in Unitigo territory. Not all that deep, but they're at the 35. And we'll see what the Blue Devils come up with here with 7:20 to go in the second quarter. About a two-hour ride for the Blue Devils to get here tonight to take on the Unitigo Spartans here in the Section 4 football contest. Eight-man action. Landis throws over the middle. Pass is complete down to about the 20. Hauled in there by Aiden Kelly, who had that nice touchdown earlier for Moravia. He took a big hit, and he's down on the play here. We'll hope that he's okay. Coaching staff is going to come out to have a look at him. With 7:07 to go in the second quarter, we'll step away for an injury timeout. Again, our score, Moravia 22, Unitigo 20, Moravia driving when we come back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
I bet you didn't know that you may be eligible to join Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin. If you have children enrolled and attending school in Chenango, Delaware, or Otsego County, or if you have an immediate family member who is currently a member, you are eligible. Contact the office today to see how you can take advantage of the many benefits of membership at Shandello Federal Credit Union, where our rates on savings are competitive and our loan rates are the same for all of our qualified members. One size fits all. Visit them at 114 Main Street, Franklin.
High School Sports on WCTO.
And welcome back. With 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, Aiden Kelly, the injured player for Moravia, walking off under his own power. I thought he just kind of hit the ground a little hard there on that. He caught that ball and then got tackled, hit the ground kind of hard, maybe got his bell rung, but appears to be okay at the moment. Coaching staff talking with him on the sideline, so we'll keep an eye on Aiden Kelly for you as well. 7 minutes to go in the second quarter, and Moravia leading by 22-20 here in this eight-man football showdown tonight. Moravia driving once again. They are at the Unitego 20 inside Unitego territory. And a handoff here up the middle and nowhere to go. Ryan Marshall bringing the running back down as Kyler Proper tried to go up the middle, and Marshall said no for the Spartans.
That interior defensive line for Unitego all night has been very good at stopping the inside runs.
Yeah, very nice job there by the Spartans. So this is going to bring up a second down and about 12 to go. So a loss of two on the play. I know Unitego got that stop on the fourth down. That was key, but I still feel like they're looking for kind of that signature stop here tonight to turn that momentum back. Moravia just seems to be able to make plays.
And, you know, they had the momentum going their direction, but, you know, not getting that two-point conversion to not tie the game up kind of made you feel like we're close, but we're just not quite there.
Landis wants to throw, and this is incomplete. Third down and 12 coming up. Intended receiver on the play was Travis Johnson. And so here we go, 6 minutes to go in the second quarter. Sky, I agree. I thought if they got that two-point conversion, it was like, okay, you can kind of reset the table there, right? But still down by two. It's like it's kind of this nagging feeling if you're a Unitego fan.
You keep getting so close, and it's just like we just can't get there. And that gets kind of tough, but they got a chance right now on a third and long to make a big stop here and get the momentum back on their side, drive down the field, and maybe score.
Third down at about 12 to go. Here's Landis with two wide receivers to his left, two to his right. Here's the snap. Landis looking left. Pump fakes, throws one up into the night sky, and this one is incomplete. Fourth down coming. Good coverage there by Logan Utter for Unitego. And so at this point, see what the Devils dial up here on a fourth down. It is going to be about fourth and 12. Ball spotted at about, I think it's about the 25-yard line here for Moravia, with 5:57 to go in the second quarter. Moravia leading Unitego 22-20. Again, an exciting time right now at Unitego. Football team doing well. Girls soccer team in the MAC championship on Saturday. The boys, of course, playing with Franklin this year. They're in the Tri-Valley championship. Those games are in Oneonta at the Wright National Soccer Campus on Saturday if you want to go support. Fourth down here. Here is Landis. Wants to look over the middle, throws one up into the night sky again. He's got a receiver. This one is caught in the back of the end zone for a Moravia touchdown. They go for it on fourth down, and they hook up with Kyler Proper in the back of the end zone.
Attaboy, Kyler Proper!
He's getting attaboy from the press box up here. Fourth down, they got a lot of faith in him. They just put one up there and said, go get it.
You know, it was very similar to the play that they actually ran before, because they tried to go downfield the play before. They didn't get it. And go back, run a similar play, this time obviously converting in the end zone. Very, very nice ball, though, thrown by Landis. That's a tough throw to make. He led his receiver perfect, but the thing is he led him to the back of the end zone. It wasn't too far to where the guy would have been out.
Moravia going for two here with 5:49 to go. Second quarter, they're going to QB keep it here with Landis, and he bulls his way in. Doesn't want to go down. He's a good runner. So that makes our score Moravia 30 and Unitego 20. With 5:49 to go in the second quarter, we'll take a break and be right back on WCDO.
Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta continues to meet your insurance needs in a personal and comfortable setting. Hi, I'm Dawn Durr of Neighbors Insurance. We provide you with coverage for your vehicle, for your home, and for your business. We have group health insurance, too. We use a variety of companies to get you the best coverage for your insurance dollar. See us in Sydney on Route 7 or in our office on Main Street on the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
your Tri-County sports leader, WCDO.
5:49 to go, second quarter. Nate Lowell and Sky Thompson with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream, brought to you by SFCU. And the shootout continues. Moravia 30, Unitigo 20. And again, still just under 6 minutes to go, second quarter. This has been a lot of offense tonight.
One thing that's important to remember as we're getting down to the end of the second quarter, first half, Moravia gets the ball to start the third quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And you might forget that because they technically had the first offensive play, but that's because of the fumble to start the game. So you're looking at a big offensive possession here for Unitigo because you want to make sure you score, because if you give Moravia the ball back, and let's say they drive and score before the end of the half, then they get the ball again to start the second half, that could be a big momentum change.
And Unitigo's already fought back from the dead, you know, once already. How many times can they do it? This ball rolling forward as Landis just tried to do the old kick it to himself. He almost got there, but Unitigo's able to fall on it on the 40. Good recovery there by Colin Linehan. And so this will be Unitigo again. I agree with you, Scott. This is a big drive here for the Spartans, starting at their own 40, going right to left. If you could choose some clock here and find a way to score, keep the ball out of Moravia's hands the rest of the way, you know, you're keeping it manageable.
Mm-hmm. And you don't want to give them the ball back with too much time left on the clock, because, if they go down and drive and score and they get the ball to start the second half, then things might really open up.
Got a flag on the play here. Looks like a false start against the Spartans. And so this is going to back them up with 5:44 to go. Here, second quarter, they trail 30-20. This will bring them back to about the 35-yard line. So a second down, or a first down and 15, excuse me. So a big drive coming here for Unitigo as they try to keep pace with this Moravia team that has come in and put 30 points up on the board so far here tonight. And the Unitigo defense has been pretty solid so far this year. But tonight, Moravia is finding a way. Unitigo hands one off to Jarrett Thayer across the 40 up to about the 41 for Thayer. So he gets back those penalty yards, maybe one more, so a second down and about 9 coming. So clock continuing to move down to 5:25 to go, second quarter. Again, Moravia 30, Unitigo 20. Eight-man football tonight here on WCDL. We'll be back doing 11-man action tomorrow as Sydney travels down Route 7 to take on BG. In an 11-man Class D game. It's also senior night and homecoming for Bainbridge Guilford. So should be a nice crowd tomorrow night for the Bobcats and the Warriors. And Moravia bringing the rush. Utter has nowhere to go, loses some yards. It's going to be third down coming up and a country mile. I'd say third down at about 15 or 16 to go. And so a good tackle on the play there by the Moravia Blue Devils. I think that was Nathan Conklin coming through to rip him down.
And you saw that Conklin wasn't the only one there. Landis actually came through as well. And so if it wasn't one of them, it might have been the other one. They had some very good pressure on that play.
So the ball now in about the 35-yard line here for Unitigo. Third down and about 15, maybe 16 to go. Clock down to 4:20 to go, second quarter. Here's the snap. Goes through the hands of Utter. He's going to pick it up and try to get out of harm's way here. Gets to the outside, gets a block, and now really just has nowhere to go before he gets wrapped up and tossed out of bounds here. Third down, and they're going to lose some yardage here. Fourth down, and they've just gone the wrong direction this entire drive here with 4 minutes to go. And so we talked about both sides kind of looking for a signature stop. Moravia clamping down on defense here, Sky.
This was a big stop for them. And now Unitigo's in a position where you can't even consider going this. It's fourth down and 25.
Mm-hmm.
You can't even consider going for this because it's on your own 24-yard line, so you have to punt this. Moravia's going to get the ball here to end the half with a little under 4 minutes left to go, and then they're going to get the ball to start the second half. This could be that momentum changer in the game right here.
Here's a good punt from Thayer, fielded by the Blue Devils. We got a flag at midfield. This is proper across the 40 to the 35 to the 30, still on his feet, and he'll get across, and Proper's going to take this one all the way back to the house here.
He's not going to be happy, though.
Nope. He's going to walk into the end zone, but I think this flag's going to bring it all the way back. What do you think, Sky?
Yeah, he is not going to be happy.
Another nice run back, a lot
and
of misdirection.
You can see him right now. He is not happy about that.
It's like he knew. He knew. He got down to about the one, and he almost came to a complete standstill there. 3:38 to go in the second, and a costly penalty there for Moravia. That could have put the stamp here on this first half for them. But this one's coming back. So 30-20 is the score. I don't think the Moravia coaching staff, I can't tell if they're happy about the call or with their guys for making that mistake. But this is going to back them up in the wrong direction here.
I can tell you from experience, there's not much worse than having a great return like that, especially when you end up in the end zone and it gets called back.
I guess it's one thing, right, if you run 4 or 5 yards, you get tackled, okay. But, I mean, when you did all that work, like you said earlier, you do those long runs, it takes a lot out of you.
And Proper's been one of their best players,
mm-hmm.
you know, him and Landis both. And, you know, he showed once again how dangerous he can be in the open field for you to turn around when you get in the end zone and realize
all that work for nothing.
It's just going right back.
3:38 to go, second quarter. Moravia leads 30-20, and that one gets called back, so this will be a first down. They're back in their own territory at about the 35. Landis runs forward across the 40, and now we're going to have to keep an eye on that clock because it's continuing to run here. Second down at about 7 to go for the Blue Devils.
I don't believe either team has called a timeout yet. I could be wrong on that, but I don't believe either team has called one. So they have timeouts to use, but still that clock management is very important.
Going to roll up here on 3 minutes to go. Moravia so far does not seem to be in any type of a rush, taking their time. Landis walked over to the sideline, walked back to the huddle.
And important to note, Proper for Moravia is still not back in the game. I think he is still a little bit winded from that. He's putting his helmet back on, but still hasn't come back in yet.
Waiting for the snap here. Landis is going to roll to the outside, wants to throw. He's got a receiver, and somehow his receiver is able to catch that at the 40 through about triple coverage there. Well done. I believe that was Drew Nye who was able to bring it in.
Utter was right there for Unitigo. He actually just happened to spin the wrong direction. If he had spun the other direction, he might have actually caught that. But great play by the Moravia receiver to focus on that and bring it in.
Clock is still moving. 2.5 to go, second quarter. Moravia leads 30-20. They're in Unitigo territory, going left to right. Ball at the 40. Proper getting a word of encouragement here from the coaching staff. We also have not seen for Moravia, we have not seen Aiden Kelly go back in, but he's still on the sideline here. Just an update on that. Here is Landis getting away from a couple of tackles. Wheeler is able to take him out. Believe it's going to be very close to a first down here. Landis a little shaken up on the play, though, with 2 minutes to go in the second quarter. So this is a tough break here for Moravia as Landis is at the, I'd say they're at about the 25-yard line here, and Landis still has not gotten up here from this play, trying to fight his way to his feet now, is walking off under his own power. That might have just been like a stinger there. Talking to the assistant coaches here. Clock is still moving here, Scott, with 1:50 to go. So let's see who comes in at QB here. And it looks like maybe Drew Nye is going to come in at QB here. We're down to 1:40 to go. Landis still over talking to the coaching staff. So how does this affect Moravia? They're going to look to hand one off, and they do up the middle. Unitigo defense able to bring it down. Riley Jones, who was the running back there. Clock still moving. 1:25 to go. This is going to be a second down and about 5 to go. Moravia's got the ball down to the Unitigo 25. This is going to be a real nail-biter here, Sky.
I'm surprised they're not calling any timeouts. I mean, I know they've been moving the ball pretty easily, pretty well, but still.
Landis is walking around under his own power here. I think maybe just, you know, took a helmet to the leg there. He's trying to walk it off a little bit. Appears to be fine. 1 minute to go here. Now the Moravia coaching staff yelling to his guys, okay, let's go. Here on a second down, looking to throw. Moravia tosses one up along the sideline, almost intercepted, sailed well over the intended receiver's head. That was Travis Johnson, and Unitigo was real close to it with Michael Wheeler.
Landis is on the field. I don't know if he's going in or not. It looks like he wants to.
He strikes me as that type of a player. Like, okay, coach, I'm good. Yep, he's going back in. 52 seconds to go. Second quarter, Moravia leads Unitigo 30-20. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. This will be a third down and about 8 to go. Ball is on the Unitigo 25. Moravia going left to right. Landis with two wide receivers to each side, two to the left, two to the right.
Empty backfield as well. Back to pass.
Wants to throw left side. There's that same ball that they put up for a touchdown a
Proper.
Few minutes ago. Oh, Proper juggles it and hauls it in. Touchdown, Moravia.
You know, it's so funny. If I wasn't talking, I was going to say watch for them to go to Proper on that wheel route, because last time they were down in this area, that's the play that they ran, and they ran it once again for a touchdown.
Just about the same spot, too.
Yep.
44 seconds to go before the halftime break here. Landis comes back in his first throw after being out for a few plays. Throws it for six. And this Moravia offense has just been very difficult to stop here so far tonight for Unitigo. And so now Moravia going to go for two. Here's the snap, rolling to the right. They'll try to throw across the middle. They run a pass right to the goal line and in for guess who? Proper. Two-point conversion is good. And Moravia leads 38-20. 44 seconds to go, second quarter. We'll be right back after a quick break on WCDO.
For over 20 years, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney has been the area's premier used auto dealer. From compact cars to heavy-duty trucks, we have one of the biggest selections around, plus guaranteed credit approval. Check out the entire inventory and apply for credit online 24/7 at butlerautosales.com. At Butler Auto Sales, it's our goal to never lose a customer over price. Butler Auto Sales, a proud sponsor of high school sports.
Back to the action on WCDO Sports.
So Moravia gets the job done, scoring another touchdown to make it 38-20 with 44 seconds to go, and yes, the second quarter. That's the beauty of the eight-man game. There is a lot of games that can go into the 40s, the 50s, the 60s, even the 70s, and we're on pace so far here tonight, that's for sure.
One of the things that's important, too, with how quickly you really can score an eight-man is you might think it's a three-possession game at 18 right now. This can get changed at any time. You know, Unitigo still has 44 seconds left on the clock. They could still return this for a touchdown. Anything can happen. And with how quickly you can score in this game, as we've seen with a couple turnovers from Unitigo, this game can flip-flop very quickly. By no means is this game even close to being over. We still got another half to go. And with how much offense you can score an eight-man, anything can happen.
Unitigo, Shea Barber sitting back to our right. You never know, maybe they could run one back here. We've seen a lot of wacky things so far in this game here tonight.
Landis not kicking off for Moravia that time.
They do kick this one deep to Barber. He'll field it about the 15.
All right.
Puts on a little stutter step, and he is gang-tackled here by about five Blue Devils. And so Unitigo's going to have the ball with 35 seconds left at the 25, and we'll see if Coach McCroney has any tricks in his bag. We were saying during the break, we've said it a few other times, that was a big touchdown for Moravia because they're going to get the ball to start the third quarter, too.
If you're Unitigo right now, you're thinking, if we can somehow get this in the end zone, we're going in with a little bit of momentum, and now we've had a half a football to see, okay, these are the kind of plays that they run. We can make these adjustments and stuff like that. But right now, you got to be focused. Let's get the ball in our best player's hand, which has probably been Shea Barber. Let's see what we can do with that and see if we can go down and score really quick before the half.
35 seconds to go. Utter's going to throw one up. He gets it to Barber somehow, out to the 45, and he is tackled there with 27 seconds left. The clock stops. What a throw there by Utter, because he got absolutely waxed and somehow got it off in time.
And a great adjustment by Shea as well, because you're thinking, because, I mean, you can't see when you're downfield like that. You're thinking, I'm going to be led downfield on a normal throw that he probably practiced numerous times. But Utter, as you said, gets hit as he throws. So great adjustment by Barber to be able to adjust to the ball in the air, come back, make the play on it, make a good catch. Now they got the ball at the 45. They call a timeout. 27 seconds left, which isn't much, but you still got timeouts. And as we've seen, how quickly they can score here.
Yeah. I mean, it's only the second quarter, but our score, Moravia 38 and Unitigo 20. End of the second quarter coming up here. We'll have our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. And we'll talk about other action that will be happening this weekend. A lot of our local teams playing. And as I said, we'll be doing BG hosting Sydney tomorrow night. But a lot of good games going on. I think the one in the 11-man world that everybody's talking about is Harpersville Afton going out to Tioga. That is going to be a huge game, Friday night game in Tioga. And I'm interested to see, can the Hornets be the team that keeps up with Tioga? Because so far it has been all Tigers all the time.
Tioga has an amazing football program. They, every single year, they always turn out with a great team. And they have guys that are very sound fundamentally. And that's where a lot of games are won and lost.
Mm-hmm. So after the timeout, here is Utter. He's looking to throw. Throws over the middle for Barber, and this one is incomplete. He was only able to get one hand on that, knocks it down to the turf. 24 seconds left.
Utter was hit once again as he threw. The Moravia defense is getting some pressure on him, not letting him get his feet set in the pocket and making a good throw. They completed the first one, but this one obviously was thrown a little bit behind. He had to rush the throw a little bit, which is why it was behind Shea.
Yeah, it looks like Moravia is just dialing up the pressure here, trying to just make it as difficult for Unitigo as possible to throw the ball right now. 38-20 the score. Moravia leading Unitigo. Eight-man football action tonight here on CDO. We're coming up on halftime here at Unitigo High School. Going to be a second down right at midfield. Unitigo going right to left. Here's Utter. The rush is coming. He throws up one again, and are we going to have a flag? Yes, we are. I believe this is going to be pass interference here on Moravia as Shea Barber got tripped up at about the 35 with 20 seconds left.
And two plays have been run for Unitigo, and only 7 seconds has come off the clock.
So they're finding a way. That's a tough break if you're Moravia there. It looked like the coverage was good, and they got just tangled up, you know, feet to feet, but the call was there.
Those are always tough plays as an official. You don't really know, because that was once again, Utter was once again pressured in the pocket, tries to get the ball off, you know, and he's not going to be able to get as much on it, so Shea has to adjust to the ball in the air. You know, he's still moving, but the defender's obviously moving with him. That's such a tough play as an official, but they saw the contact. They thought that it interfered with the play, so they made the call.
20 seconds to go, and somehow Unitigo is keeping this drive alive, doing the best that they can here to maybe put some points on the board and score before the halftime break. Moravia is set to get the ball to start the third quarter, waiting for this ball to get set here.
Interesting to note on this play, Shea Barber is actually in the backfield and not lined up as a receiver on this play.
Could be interesting. You know, before Shea took his year off from football, he was the Unitigo quarterback back in the 11-man days. So you wonder if they have anything dialed up where, you know, maybe he could throw the ball. 24 seconds left, second quarter, 38-20 is our score. And still waiting here. This ball is set at the 40-yard line, I should say.
They're trying to fix the clock right now.
All right, so the clock operator gets it down to 20 seconds left here. Referees are happy with that. And so, again, Shea Barber in the backfield as a running back. Utter drops back, wants to
screen
throw
pass.
It to him. Yeah, screen out to the 40. Barber's got some room, 35-30. Barber's still on his feet and then is brought down from behind at about the 27-yard line here with 11.2 to go.
I'm surprised he cut that back in towards the middle of the field. It looked like he had a pretty wide open lane on the outside with the blockers in front of him. So, interesting read. I mean, I can't really see from all the way over here, but it looked to me like he had a pretty good lane on the outside there.
Yeah, he cut it back to the inside, and I was also thinking, does he want to stop the clock if he is going to get dragged down, you know, and he could get out of bounds. But looks like we have a timeout on the field with 11 seconds left. We'll keep it right here. As Unitigo, what do you think, Sky? 11 seconds left. Do they have time for one, maybe two plays here? Maybe more.
I'm thinking what they got. If this were me right now, I'm thinking what I would do is I would line up Shea. Probably, to be honest with you, I would line him up in the backfield again. And I would run a very similar type play, get a little bit closer to the end zone, and then take a shot at the end zone is what I think I would do. Because I don't know. I mean, looks like they're on the 26-yard line. So if you could pick up another 10-ish yards.
Yeah, very manageable. Yeah.
And then you have a better shot at the end zone. Because this would be, I mean, it's a doable throw, of course, but it's a tougher throw.
So we'll see here. Out of the timeout, Unitigo going with Barber on the right side right now.
Yep, lined up in the slot.
Waiting for a Moravia player to tie his shoe in the backfield there. That was proper, getting his shoe tied. 11 seconds left. Now Barber, yes, he's still on the right side. Two wide receivers to the right, one to the left. 38-20 is our score. Moravia leading Unitigo. Halftime coming up. A pitch to Barber. Cuts back to the inside. Now trying to get to the outside. Barber is dragged down with 6.8 to go. And he picks up a couple of yards, so he's down to the... They got to about the 25, I would say. And now I think they got to take a shot at the end zone here. What do you think?
I think you have to with only 6.8 left. And, you know, I don't really think you want to take a chance of I think this is their last time out, so I don't think you want to take a chance of can we get out of bounds or not.
Right.
So I'm thinking that they got to take a chance at the end zone. I'm kind of surprised they went with a run play that time, but Shea came in motion, so you're thinking get your guy the ball. I think he scored on that play earlier, or no, not scored. He got a good 30-yard run. Mm-hmm. I think that was the one they ran first. So good play call, but just with the time and stuff, it was kind of surprising to me, especially with how well they have thrown the ball this drive.
It does seem like those holes for Shea and for the other running backs are getting a little smaller. What mm-hmm. do you think? I think Moravia defense is kind of clamping down a little bit.
You know, it's funny you say that. I think it's actually working both ways. Moravia has scored on deep pass plays, but they haven't exactly gotten as much success on the ground as they were earlier.
So here we go. This will be a second down and only about two to go, but it's only 6 seconds left on the clock, so they're going to have to take a chance at the end zone. Utter's going to throw. It's short and complete. With 2 seconds left, they're not going to score here. They tried to quickly lateral it, but they ran out of time and ran out of gas at about the 10-yard line here. So Logan Utter was flushed out of the pocket, really had no options, had to throw it short. So Unitico goes into the half here, trailing Moravia 38-20. Sky and I will come back during our Marabito Energy Products halftime report, break this all down, talk things over for you. But, Sky, real quick, an impressive first half here for Moravia here in eight-man action.
I'll tell you, they've got a couple kids that have been very impressive tonight. Proper, of course, with the way he's been able to impact the game in the open field and their quarterback. I mean,
yeah.
He's been lowering it at his shoulder. As I said, I don't know too many quarterbacks that, or coaches that like to see their quarterback do that, but he's really making a difference.
Yeah, Moravia off to a hot start here. Still, eight-man, you never know. Two quarters left to go, and we'll talk about all that here at the halftime break. Moravia 38, Unitigo 20. We'll be back in just a few minutes with our halftime report on WCDO.
What makes a good team? Commitment, dedication, reliability, accountability, and working together toward common goals. You'll find teammates like that at Marabito. Teammates that take care of their customers while encouraging and supporting each other. Learn more about the opportunities to join the Marabito team today by visiting marabito.com/careers. Marabito, where people make energy different.